What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, May 24th, 2022, getting down to the end of the month, coming up on Memorial Day weekend, and summertime here. You know, kids are getting out of school and everything, so a lot of fun here. It's another very busy news day. We've got a lot of stuff to tear through before it's time to open up the phones for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it, starting, of course, with Ukraine. Russia has launched a major assault trying to encircle two cities in eastern Ukraine. These are the cities of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk, and they straddle a river in eastern Ukraine. This is being reported in French media, and Russia has stepped up their operation to encircle the last Ukrainian holdout in Donbass. And they're winning this war. They really are. It's kind of hard to deny that and spin it, but yeah, they're definitely winning this war here. Now, over in the Black Sea, there was all this talk coming from the United Nations that Russia's blockade of Ukraine's ports was essentially a declaration of war. Russians were saying that the U.S. Was working on a way to destroy the Black Sea fleet. That would have been a major escalation. So in the middle ground, it's now being proposed that British warships will be sent to escort freighters that are carrying Ukrainian grain and to try ease the world food crisis, because a lot of grain came out of Ukraine and its flow has been severely disrupted by the military operation. So the British may attempt to run the Russian blockade, and hopefully hopefully Russia will back down, but I don't know. This thing just seems to really be heading here. Now, Russia is using Ukraine to debut some of its latest and greatest high-tech weapons. The Western corporate media is trying to make fun of it and mock it. Zelensky was out there saying, oh, they've got ray guns now. But Russia is really making effective use of combat lasers. And in the area that where they're using them is as a counter-drone defensive weapon, because Ukraine is using a lot of drones. They're buying them commercially. They're not the very expensive military drones that you're used to seeing, the Predator and so forth and so on. These are the drones you can buy on eBay that have cameras in them and send pictures back to your smartphone. And Ukraine is using them to keep an eye on where the Russian forces are. And these drones are very inexpensive. You know, we're talking about $100 each, as opposed to some of the air defense missiles that Russia is using that can cost into the millions of dollars, like the S-300 and the S-400. So what Russia is doing is they're bringing out these lasers that can burn out the cameras on these commercial drones and render them completely useless. And Russia is basically denying Ukraine surveillance and intelligence from the battlefield with these. Now, after the Azov surrender, Zelensky, who was out there screaming, we're going to win and Putin's going to be gone and everything, there can be no compromise and everything. And now Zelensky is toning it back, saying that, well, let's give democracy a chance, that diplomacy can bring the war to a close. And Zelensky is realizing that all the globalist welfare in the world cannot keep Ukraine together much longer. They are in serious financial trouble. They're losing the information war. They're losing the economic war, and they're losing the military war. So Zelensky, who's still out there begging for money from other countries, got to keep that money flowing, is now out there saying that, well, you know, maybe it's time to have a little bit of a talk. And whether Putin's going to be open to that or not, is still very much up in the air. Zelensky, up until now, had basically taken the hard stance that he did not want to talk to Vladimir Putin at all. Putin had nothing to say that Zelensky was interested in, but Zelensky is now basically backing up on that. And I think Zelensky is realizing that he's in serious trouble. Okay. All right. So we have seen the corporate media try and spin this Ukraine conflict into a, you know, we're the good guys, Russia is the bad guys, we will win because we're on the side of good, and so forth and so on here. And there's this article from FAIR, which stands for Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, saying that, yeah, there's a lot of propaganda going on about the situation in Ukraine. Truth is the first casualty of all wars here. And the American corporate media is basically slapping the disinformation label on critical Ukraine facts that don't really line up with the desired agenda or victory or death, so forth and so on. Now, Zelensky put in a virtual appearance at the World Economic Forum speech and basically asked for all these governments to start sending him $5 billion a month. That's a lot of money. And I'm sure that, you know, he's going to carve off his share and there's going to be a cut for the big guy. And, you know, Zelensky may be turning Ukraine into this gigantic money laundry system that they're all going to make profits up. But he was out there requesting this money. This angered the Chinese delegation, who literally walked out of the conference room in Davos after Zelensky's speech. They were not at all impressed with him, and they're not at all happy at how Ukraine and Russia have brought the world to the edge of a world war. And China's sort of taking a neutral position right now. They are resisting efforts by the United States to come down on the side against Russia. And but, you know, China is being very, very cagey about what's going on. But ultimately, China understands, as you do, that none of this would be happening if NATO had kept their promise of no eastward expansion following the reunification of Germany. You know, NATO broke its promise, and that's why we are here. Over at Mint Press News, Chris Hedges has an article. The title is a little alarming. It says, "No Way Out by War." And he's talking about how the United States has a militaristic attitude, and even worse, a militaristic economy, and has had that since the end of World War II. And remember, Dwight D. Eisenhower, in his farewell address, warned us about the military-industrial complex that would have so much money and so much power that they would basically go on creating wars in order to make more money. And that has definitely happened here. And the monopolization of capital by the military has driven the U.S. debt to $30 trillion. And that's actually larger than the U.S. gross domestic product. So our debt is now greater than the entire economic activity of this entire country for an entire year. And that's not a good place to be in. Now, Henry Kissinger put on a rare appearance, and he came on out and said that it may be time for the West to stop trying to inflict a crushing defeat on Russia, and it may be time for Ukraine to cede territory to Russia. It's one of the few things Henry Kissinger has said that I agree with. I certainly didn't like his comment about military people being dumb, stupid pawns. I did not like National Security Study 200. But he's basically out there saying it's time to understand that what Russia wants are these free, independent republics in the Donbass to serve as a buffer zone between Russia and NATO, and that it may be time to actually allow that to happen in the interests of not seeing this war escalate into a major global nuclear-armed conflict here. Speaking of nuclear arms, Mitt Romney is back on out there just, pushing the fear porn as hard as he can. He's calling on NATO to prepare for potential Russian nuclear sites. Now, he wrote this in an opinion article for the New York Times and said that Russia's use of a nuclear weapon would unarguably be a redefining, reorienting geopolitical event. Now, my concern is that he may be telegraphing a false flag. Some years ago, there was this big stink where six nuclear weapons were loaded onto a bomber for a training exercise, and when the bomber arrived where it was supposed to wind up, there were only five. So there's one broken arrow out there. And, it's not beyond the realm of possibility, looking at how the Lusitania was sacrificed, how Pearl Harbor was sacrificed, to basically set off a small nuclear strike in Europe or the U.S. to be blamed on Russia to try and get the war momentum going. Now, Lloyd Austin is out there saying that Ukraine is going to get Harpoon anti-ship missiles from Denmark. Now, the Harpoon is an anti-ship missile. It's a very potent one, slightly older design here, but Austin basically announced Denmark will be providing Kiev with these Harpoon anti-ship missiles, and this is making it harder and harder to pretend that this has not become a proxy war between the United States and Russia. Now, over at UNS.com, Ron Paul had an article asking, what's Biden's endgame in Ukraine? And we know that the corporate media and Biden have been saying, well, we've got to save the Ukrainian people and we've got to bring democracy to those people, which we never do. We've invaded dozens of countries all over the world to bring them democracy, and they never got a democracy. They got like the Shah of Iran, the dictator Pinochet, Ferdinand Marcos, and on and on and on. And, at one point, Biden did admit their real goal is not to help the people of Ukraine, but to try and weaken Russia. And it doesn't look like it's working because Russia has a very strong economy that's getting stronger. They have a good weapons industry that is focused on making effective weapons rather than taking a huge amount of profit on them here. And it may be that Biden doesn't really have an end game. He may not have an exit strategy. I mean, we're not dealing with, the brightest light bulb in the chandelier here. So he may not have an exit strategy, and that's a very, very dangerous situation. Meanwhile, as a result of the Ukraine war, the United Nations Refugee Agency is saying the globe's total displaced persons have soared past 100 million individuals. That's 100 million people who have been forced to leave their homes and become refugees seeking shelter someplace else. Okay. All right, let's get into the domestic politics. Over at John Durham's trial of Michael Sussman, they dropped another bombshell revealing that the FBI was lying about the Hillary Clinton-supplied disinformation. Okay, now remember, Sussman is not being charged with any part of the Russia hoax. He is being charged because he brought this information to the FBI. He said it was as a private citizen. He concealed the fact that he was acting on behalf of the Clinton campaign. But it gets more interesting. First of all, it turns out that a lot of the FBI agents who were involved in that information eventually wound up in the Mueller staff. And that's why Mueller never really followed up on the fact that the Christopher Steele dossier was a complete fabrication, the Russia Alpha Bank link was a complete fabrication. And it turns out that the FBI, when they redistributed the information to the media and other places, insisted it had been developed by the Department of Justice. They hid the fact that it had been walked in the front door by Michael Sussman and basically amounted to a complete lie. So it wasn't Russia that was interfering in that election, it was the FBI. And not the first time they played games like this. So a lot of people are realizing that Hillary Clinton is still a crook, and I'm wearing my Hillary for Prison 2016 shirt as kind of a reminder. A story came on out of the Burning Platform saying it is time to arrest Hillary Clinton, and everyone who supported the Russian collusion hoax, absolutely in a just society of laws, that would be happening. Unfortunately, under the national security state, I'm not really hopeful that that's ever going to happen. The Clintons, like the Bushes, like the Bidens, are untouchables. Although there is a rumor that Hunter Biden may actually be indicted for something. We're going to keep an eye on that. Now, Elon Musk has gone back and revived the memory of a Hillary Clinton tweet from 2016 and saying this was clearly a campaign hoax. And Musk called out a tweet by Hillary Clinton that she sent shortly before the 2016 election, in which she claimed that computer scientists uncovered the link between a server at the Trump Organization and the Russian-based Alpha Bank. Complete, total lie. Did not exist. And so Hillary was out there lying. And yeah, I know, no big surprise, politicians lie. You know, they lie about everything. They don't dare tell you the truth just once out of fear you will learn how to tell the difference, and then they'd really be in trouble. Now, when Bill Clinton was president, one of the lies he told, and you have to scratch your head and say, why did he? Why did he even bother? He came on out saying that he'd given up junk food. He was eating healthy. So he's out in Hawaii on Oahu, which is where Claire and I were living. And he got photographed going into a local McDonald's. And it's not that big a deal, except that, yes, he was lying about laying off the junk food. And again, they lie about everything, so you don't learn to tell the truth or tell the difference between when they're telling the truth and when they are lying. Now, our corporate media loves to call out disinformation about Donald Trump and about Elon Musk, but when it comes to Hillary Clinton, they are strangely silent. And there was a report out of Fox News pointing the finger at major media outlets, including MSNBC, ABC, NBC, and CBS, who totally ignored last week's Sussman trial bombshell that revealed Hillary Clinton personally signed off on the dissemination of the Trump-Russia hoax. If you're watching those networks, they would have been giving you Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Like, we really care about that. And so, yeah, the corporate media is still out there trying to protect the election fraud, trying to protect the Clintons here. Because when the Americans come to understand just how phony our elections are, the corporate media will be caught in the crossfire because they helped sell the fraud. They attacked anybody who questioned the honesty and accuracy of the 2016 election or the 2020 election. They are part of the problem. They're not there informing you. They're selling you the illusion of being informed without really informing you. Now, a little bit of good news. The district attorney of Washington, D.C., has filed a lawsuit against Mark Zuckerberg over the Cambridge Analytica scandal that resulted in a massive data breach that exposed millions of people's personal data. And this is Carl Racine, the D.C. Attorney General, filed the lawsuit against Mark Zuckerberg personally. Not suing any of Mark Zuckerberg's companies. He's saying, I am suing you, Mark Zuckerberg. And who knows? Mark may wind up having to sell some of that island of Kauai that he's been acquiring with reckless abandon. A lot of people are still talking about Biden's domestic terror bill and how much dangerous authority and powers it would give the Department of Justice. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail.
And welcome back to our show here, and with an eye toward the midterms, the Democrats have got a lot of billionaires who are trying to support them and, transform the country, but a lot of Americans are donating to the Republican National Committee, and the RNC overtook the DNC in fundraising for the month of April, and so people are getting involved, they're getting out their checkbooks. And it's going to be a fight over who's going to have the House and Senate here. All right. Over in Pennsylvania, there's this GOP Senate primary. They're still counting the ballots. And I don't know. Maybe we need to get the count from Sesame Street to go on over and lend them a hand. And, you know, that's one ballot and that's two ballots, whatever. Anyway, David McCormick, who's a former hedge fund CEO, he's filed a lawsuit in that Pennsylvania GOP Senate primary race. He's demanding that undated ballots that arrive late be counted in the race. In other words, a ballot shows up, it doesn't have a date on it, and this guy still, it arrives after the deadline. This guy wants them counted. Can you say election fraud, people? Yeah, I knew you could here. Over in Michigan, things are getting ready, really rather stressed over there. The Michigan Board of Elections tosses the top Republican candidates for the governor's race, including James Craig and Perry Johnson, claiming they did not turn in enough valid signatures. And it's, you know, if at first you can't succeed, just throw them out of the contest here, because when these candidates go to court and say, please verify my signatures, the voting will be over. And so, again, it's just another way to steal elections and, you know, keep the GOP in a subordinate position here. Over in Arizona, this is in Yuma County. Law enforcement is looking at 2,000 mules and looking at the ballot trafficking investigation. They've arrested the lady who was in charge of this ballot trafficking organization. They're starting to round up the mules themselves. And so this is probably going to become a big stink as well that will be totally ignored by the corporate media in this country. But we'll keep you informed here at RBN. OK, let's talk about monkeypox and COVID. And again, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. On today's WhatReallyHappened.com temporary page, and we are trying to get the new site up and live as quickly as we can here. I linked the actual document from the Wuhan lab. Actually, it's a published science paper, and the people who wrote it were from the Wuhan lab, and basically talking about how creating new versions of monkeypox. Okay, and it's very long and very, very technical, but it's it underscores the fact that, yes, they were engineering monkeypox for some purpose, and this paper was published back in February. And we mentioned yesterday a source at the European Centers for Disease Control has revealed that the monkeypox outbreak that we're dealing with right now appears to have leaked from one of the biological warfare labs run by the United States in Ukraine. And we know there was a lot of handshake stuff going on between Ukraine and Wuhan. And indeed, this global network of these biological weapons laboratories, you know, are all obviously working together. They're getting U.S. money. All this, of course, is a violation of the Biological Weapons Convention. Our government is not supposed to be messing around with this stuff. Now, do you remember when COVID was just starting to crank up? There were reports that it had actually been simulated. There'd been a war game out there. Well, it turns out that the same thing happened with monkeypox. There's a report that has come on out. This is from Children's Health Defense, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s outfit. The report shows that the Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, and executives from the big pharmaceutical companies took part in this monkeypox pandemic simulation. And their simulation showed that this illness was capable of killing 250 million people. Well, that's probably part of the advertising pitch to get you to get your vaccines and stuff, because they were saying the same thing about COVID, and it just did not happen at all. So, you know, why now? Why is this monkeypox being an issue now? Well, certainly it's going to help the World Health Organization sell this idea of a global pandemic treaty that will allow the World Health Organization to basically usurp our sovereignty on health issues. More about this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Yesterday in Washington, D.C., a career politician said something really stupid. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Experts agree that ignorance and stupidity have crossed party lines. For example, one career politician who wished to remain anonymous said, "As soon as I got to Washington, D.C., I forgot all of my campaign promises and honestly couldn't remember why my constituents elected me." Studies have shown that politicians at the federal level almost immediately become deficient in common sense. As a result, the simple task of distinguishing a man or a woman can become difficult, and fiscal responsibility comes to mean spending more than the last guy. Known as swamp rat syndrome, scientists say SRS becomes worse with time. Every day spent in D.C. eats away at the logic center of the politician's brain, making common sense thinking less and less possible. The only known cure for SRS? Ending re-election. Until tomorrow, Cibus Pacem. Parabellum.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about monkeypox and why it's being made an issue now. And there's no question, it's being manufactured, it's being promoted, it's being sold by corporate media here. One possible theory here came on out from Tap Newswire, saying that this is being put out there as a distraction from something else, like maybe the fact that we're not winning in Ukraine, and the fact that the economy is continuing its downhill slide, courtesy of Joe Biden's administration here. There's another theory. This one came on out from Renegade Tribune, suggesting that this new monkeypox scare is intended to cover up some of the side effects of the COVID vaccines, because the rash that they are showing as coming from monkeypox looks very much like a rash that is a side effect of the COVID vaccine. So that's another possibility. Now, over at the World Health Organization, they're saying that this monkeypox outbreak is primarily spreading via sexual contact. Well, their problem is solved. Don't have sex with a monkey, and you're going to be fine, okay? It's just going to be wonderful. Now, on a more serious note, though, this is creating a problem, and it's kind of interesting to see how during COVID, you know, we were all locked down. We were all isolated, no question about it. But there's this professor over at Yale University saying that it's really unrealistic to try and tell gay men to stop having sex with strangers to halt the monkeypox spread. And, yeah, it's a double standard. If, you know, we're being told for COVID, we've got to mask up, we've got to stay far 6 feet away from each other. The same thing should apply now. But I remember when this whole HIV thing was exploding across our country here, which I think was the result of another lab accident. We'll get into that some other time. And there was a big stink regarding the gay bathhouses in some of the major cities where the city health department said, we got to close these down. These are major hubs for infection. And the gay community went out, so no, you're driving us back into the closet, and we have every right to go on out and get sick. And unfortunately, tragically, quite a few of them did here. All right. So we're getting on back here to the World Health Organization. They're getting ready to basically dictate the global health agenda of Bill Gates and Big Pharma. And there are a lot of people within the World Health Organization who are economically compromised with the medical industrial complex. And so what they're going to be doing is going on out there and demand and just telling us, you will buy this product. You will spend your money. You will give your money to this pharmaceutical company here. I'm already seeing a pushback against this on social media. I think people have had enough of being told what is in their best health interest, especially considering the botch up of COVID. And interestingly enough, Senators Steve Daines of Montana and Tom Cotton of Arkansas have sent a letter to the Biden administration basically declaring the U.S. should leave the corrupt and inept World Health Organization because of the agency's failures throughout the coronavirus pandemic. And the World Health Organization is an agency of the United Nations, which has had a global government on their agenda for quite some time. Meanwhile, another story coming on out from InfoWars, multiple attorneys generals are considering criminal charges against Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci for the illegal gain-of-function research. That research is specifically banned by the Biological Weapons Convention, and they were carrying it out in other countries to have some legal isolation. But no, you follow the money, just like Deep Throat said, follow the money. We know where it goes here. Now, Pfizer is in a somewhat precarious legal position because the pharmaceutical companies are indemnified from being sued for damage caused by their product, okay? But that's only if they dot all the I's and cross all the T's and play by the rules. And it's now come on out because of this Freedom of Information Act data dump from the FDA that Pfizer took shortcuts with the testing and evaluation. They basically committed scientific fraud, and that does open them up to litigation. So there's this whistleblower, Brooke Jackson. He's filed a lawsuit saying that Pfizer and associated parties violated clinical trial regulations and federal laws, including the False Claims Acts. Now, Pfizer is trying to file a motion to dismiss, saying the regulations don't apply to its vaccine contract with the U.S. Department of Defense because the agreement was executed under the department's other transaction authority, the OTA, which basically gives contract holders the ability to simply ignore the rules and the laws. And that's Pfizer's argument. You know, you can't sue us because we are above the law. And that should not be allowed to happen here. A little bit of good news. there's this Navy Lieutenant Williams Mosley, 22 years of experience, and he currently works on the USS Bunker Hill, basically refused to get the mandated vaccine. And the U.S. Navy Board reviewed it, and basically concluded unanimously that the U.S. officer did the right thing because of questions about the legality of the mandate and now the obvious issues of the potential negative impacts. Sadly, over at the Air Force Academy, there are three Air Force Academy cadets who refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine. They will still be allowed to graduate, but they will not receive an officer's commission and may be required to reimburse the U.S. government for the cost of their education. This is something like $200,000 that they're talking about. All right. Getting to the international news now, and this is insane. This is out of Information Liberation. Biden is preparing for simultaneous wars with Russia, China, and Iran. And, of course, there was that comment about the U.S. Defending Taiwan if China invades. That would start a war. The U.S. Air Force is teaming up with Israel right now, simulating an attack on Iran. And, of course, we know tensions are very, very high with Russia at this point. So Biden's handlers at the White House are trying to backpedal on some of this stuff. But, yeah, it does look like it. Now, Biden's trip to Asia, one of its goals is to try and recruit South Korea and Japan into this global anti-Russia, anti-China bloc. So everybody's being told it's time to pick sides. There's going to be a heck of a game coming on up. Meanwhile, over in Turkey, President Erdogan is saying Turkey would not look positively on Sweden and Finland's NATO bids unless Turkey's terror-related concerns were addressed. And this is the issue of the Kurdish militants, supporters of Fethullah Gulen, and Erdogan wants them back. He wants them in Turkish prisons here. All righty. Over in Iran, there was a recent assassination of an IRGC colonel. And yesterday, Iranian President Raisi vowed revenge for the killing of this senior member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, who was basically gunned down in Tehran. And Iran is of the opinion that Israel is probably behind this. And Israel has a long history of assassinating people, including Iran's nuclear scientists, who were not working on bombs but power stations. And a lot of them died under mysterious circumstances. Anyway, as I mentioned before, the U.S. Air Force is going to join with Israel in a mock attack on Iran, codenamed Chariots of Fire. Ooh, that sounds just horrific here. Talking about the economic news, article coming on out of Zero Hedge saying it's not just here in the U.S. we're seeing problems and shortages and disruption. The economic instability is, in fact, global. And, our government is making money cheaper just to try and maintain electoral support. That, of course, means after the election is over, we're going to be dealing with a much higher degree of inflation. And again, this is something incumbent parties tend to do coming up on an election. They'll just flood lots and lots of money out there so everybody's having a good time. Then, of course, it has to be brought back in higher taxes or higher prices. And, looking at the devastation we're seeing in this economy where, gas prices have more than doubled, rents have increased, 401ks have been shattered, and you begin to realize that $600 check the government sent you last year just really wasn't worth it all, okay? Because it's worked out against you is what it is here. Now, the U.S. is considering sanctioning countries that merely buy oil from Russia. Now, the U.S. has already sanctioned Russia all over the place. A lot of countries are buying Russian oil, including in Europe, because they just don't have a choice. It's either buy the Russian oil and gas, pay for it in the rubles, or things start shutting down. And now the U.S. is out there saying, well, we're going to sanction any country that buys Russian oil. So we're in a full-fledged economic war here. And as if that was not bad enough with the shutdown of the Keystone XL pipeline and the shutdown of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, Entergy Corporation in Michigan just announced they've had to prematurely shut down its Palisades power plant in Michigan after 50 years of operation earlier than planned. Apparently, there was a control rod drive seal that failed, and they're having to shut the reactor down. The question is it going to be economically feasible to go on in there and replace the seal on a reactor that was due to be shut down soon anyway? So we have a Senate that just approved $40 billion in things that go bang for Ukraine, but at the same time, they rejected a $48 billion bill for Americans. Okay, this was a bill to replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. This was a federal grant program that basically supported over 100,000 establishments last year through the COVID pandemic lockdowns. And so now the Senate is saying, well, nope, you're on your own. Too bad. We got to, you know, prioritize, and, you know, making war takes precedent over taking care of our own people here. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show here, and this is coming out of Aleppo News, Ukraine is on the verge of a debt collapse. They could basically default at any time, and that's why Zelensky is out there on his little TV screen begging other countries for $5 billion a month to cover the shortfall. So, anyway, it's an ugly thing. Meanwhile, over at the Kremlin, they are basically countering claims that they are to blame for the looming food crisis, saying that it's actually being caused by anti-Russia sanctions. And this is coming from Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. He said that Vladimir Putin agreed with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' opinion there was a risk of global hunger. And Peskov said that is true, but when it comes to grain, President Putin said that the imposed sanctions and restrictions led to the collapse we are now witnessing. And if you're not prepping now, if you are not getting storable, long-term storable food right now, you may be in trouble. Of course, you know, we could always eat the politicians. You know, they taste like chicken, and they're GMO-free. Meanwhile, global banks and investment firms are making plans and preparations for a possible upsurge in civil unrest here in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Europe. That's a very real possibility. I mean, can you imagine? Think back to Black Friday at the big box stores. You know, the Christmas sales are on. People are coming on in. Some get taken out in stretchers and ambulances. And, you know, if they go that crazy over a big screen TV, how crazy do you think it's going to be when they're simply not finding food at the supermarkets? So, yeah, there's probably going to be a tremendous disruption. And, you know, this sort of thing has brought down governments before. So we'll see what happens. Now, Joe Biden was out there talking about the high gas prices. He seems to like them, and he says this is an incredible transition Americans must go through. Now, what he's talking about is his campaign promise to get Americans off of fossil fuels and into something else like, you know, electric vehicles. Now, I would gladly drive an electric vehicle. We looked at them when we got the Hyundai, but they're very expensive. Now, maybe the government will buy us all electric cars. Oh, I'm sorry, they sent all that money to Ukraine. Forget I said that here. But there remains a problem that Biden just does not seem to get. Right now in this country, if you're driving an electric car, the electricity going into that battery is in all probability coming from a fossil fuel power station. Either coal or oil or gas, okay? We don't have the electric generating capacity in the green sector to get all those cars taken care of. And in the current economy, people are hanging on to their cars a lot longer. The average age of vehicles on the U.S. roadways is now at 12.2 years. Okay, and that's kind of out there. Me, I keep my cars forever. You know, I basically drive them into the ground. I get very fond of my cars. There was this story, it came on out from Zero Hedge, and it was sounding the alarm about Teslas. Two separate Teslas ignited last week, and what a horrible, dangerous car it was. I think these are being planted to try and pull car buyers back to traditional cars. The problem with that is that there are about 280,000 fires every single year in traditional gasoline cars. That amounts to 12% of all reported fire deaths. So two burning Teslas, not a big deal. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and I want to take a break away from the economy right now. There has been a school shooting at a Texas elementary school. Two people are dead, 13 are injured. They have the suspect in custody. No mention anywhere in the media of the race of the shooter. I presume that if this guy had been white, we would have had white supremacist buffalo and everything all over the place. But pointedly, there is no word about the race of the suspect in this case here. Getting on back to the economy, you know, there is this avian influenza that we're being told has impacted more than 37 million birds across 34 states. And they're saying it plunges U.S. egg production to a seven-year low. Fortunately, we're not seeing that around here. And so we haven't been hit by this bird flu. And for all we know, it's just another deception to try and drive prices up and plunder us that way. Getting on down to the border, there were dozens of illegal aliens wearing military-style camo caught entering Texas. And they were caught on a drone camera, and they just got across the border and scattered, and they're wearing camo to evade detection. I don't know. It's like a military invasion to me, and I think the government should act like it is a military invasion. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris' public schedule no longer mentions immigration. She was supposed to be our immigration and border czar, and it looks like that duty has been taken away from her, or they just don't want anybody thinking about that. Now, speaking of commercially available drones, Mexican cartels have flown 9,000 drone flights into the U.S. to spy on law enforcement operations. And again, it's an invasion, okay? And it's well-organized and well-funded, and it's a serious, serious problem. Getting into wokeism, political correctness, the National School Union has sent a letter to Joe Biden to deploy the National Guard to deal with parents protesting critical race theory, transgenderism, LGBTQ, and so forth and so on. And I don't think the parents are going to be happy for that. There is a new PR war against homeschooling. They're out there saying homeschooling is bad. It's bad for the kids. They're not getting the U.S. mandated dosage of indoctrination, which, of course, is the reason so many people are homeschooling these days here. All right. There is a new racial literacy curriculum for high school. It has social justice concepts in every single subject, including mathematics. It's just nothing but pure propaganda and indoctrination. The National Science Teachers Association has published a guide for gender inclusive biology. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines now, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.